It's Social Web Cafe. Got your favorite drink and ready to sit back and relax? Okay, here we go.
Motivating magnificence, inspiring innovation. This is Marketing Momentum with Charles and Deborah, your weekly checkpoint to encourage the marketing momentum that is within you. Today, Charles and Deborah talk Google, how Google changes may or may not affect you.
I've got just one, two, the smile on your face.
Facebook and thinking about perspectives on Google algorithm changes.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Marketing Momentum with Charles and Deborah. Right now, it's just Deborah. We're awaiting Charles. He's finishing up on a webinar and actually covering the changes that have happened with press releases and the Google updates. So that will be something that you'll want to tune in on the replay, and we'll get that information for you and also put it in the show notes for this episode. Now we're live. I think you did this just so I'd appreciate you, Charles. I do.
You know, the big picture was, I guess I should put my, I'm going to put my lower third up here while we're talking.
That'd be good.
And Christine O'Kelly, she's the head over there at Online PR News. And one of the things that we have been talking about is that she has been predicting that SEO is really moving more toward either pushing people toward or becoming traditional PR, and that, you know, the discussion about earned links and earned media and all these things, I mean, if you really take a step back from it, what it is PR. You're trying to talk to people. You're having to develop relationships with people. You can't just expect them to just link out to you. It's not robotic and mechanical anymore. You know, these algorithms, while they're not perfect, they are complex, and they are able now to discern some of the things that, you know, people are doing to kind of game the system and figure it out. That it's almost It's almost to the point where even if you could game the current algorithm, the time that you'd have to spend in order to do that is almost counterproductive to developing relationships in the first place and to really try to earn the media with something that's really, you know, really kind of you. And, you know, you and I have had this discussion too. I mean, maybe, you know, gone are the days when you can do 10 things at the same time and have 10 sites or 4 sites or 5 sites. And I've always heard that.
Oh, come
that,
on.
Really.
I still have 10. No, but it's a challenge. You have to pick your focus.
Yeah, and it's like, it was a good it was good. It may be late, but other than that, it was good.
And, that's interesting what you say as far as the algorithms. Because that's true. Unless you actually have some desire to game it, like, you know, to say, hey, I broke Google's algorithm, what are you really getting out of it? Because, like you said, the amount of time that you're spending to do that, you really could put that time into a promotion that's more productive.
Yeah, and maybe what's gone away is the ability – I mean, not totally gone away. It's still going to be there. But, I mean, I at least as long as I've been involved – the way you, quote unquote, scale was, you could expect to do SEO by going to pay somebody a little bit, you know, to do all these tasks that were sort of, you know, considered to be menial, right? And then you could then work on higher level things, but all the stuff that kind of made your website rank and really matter, well, you could pay somebody, you know, a little bit in order to do those things. Well, some of those things are now going away. So it's almost as if, you know, you mentioned time, but we're probably also talking resources too. And if you're going to spend resources on that, you're going to outsource that, you might now have to start thinking about doing outsourcing or even bringing somebody on staff that could really help you to build relationships with a journalist, help you to build relationships with a blogger, which, again, you can't just do that mechanically. So Whereas all these things, people are going to have different views on it as to what Google is trying to do. Some of it, it will end up in a good place in terms of what people are going to have to do.
Well, and I think, you know, there's so many people out there picking on Google. It's like, well, you know, Google's making my life difficult. Google's doing this. Google's doing this. And it seems to me that what I'm hearing is that there's some attempt at quality articles out there so that we don't have all the spam, you know, link-filled articles that really say nothing at the end of the day. So it seems like, you know, that maybe we may not agree with everything Google's doing, but it looks like Google is trying to do this for the betterment of the web, if you will. What are your thoughts after this webinar?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? One thing that I thought about was they're in the business to make money, right? And I guess we're talking about Google. They want people to come back to their search engine over and over and over again. They're not assuming that they're going to be there on the top just because they're Google. They want you to come and find stuff that's relevant all the time. And still, I know people say they've got a preference for Bing and Yahoo personally. I mean, it's still, I find the best information on Google, and maybe it's because they're making an effort to do some of this stuff. Because as a marketer, right, you know, when the whole SEO thing was going on, you kind of understood it from the marketer perspective, right, that, you know, you had to build links and, you know, Google shouldn't do these things and make these changes. But then what happens is, you know, you have a pain in the back of your head. And so you go to type in Google, put in pain in the back of your head, you know, it's hurting down here, you know, it's, it started hurting the night before. However you put in the search parameters, you want an answer you can rely on, right? Mm-hmm. But then what happens when you find somebody that's got this game, the search engine, and, you know, they've got a junk AdSense sites up there, and let's say there's six of them. Well, that's not cool then, you know what I mean? So I can see it now that, yeah, it's not perfect, but they're in business. And if every time I went to get an answer like that when I needed it, I couldn't find it, well, then at some point, you know, our time is valuable. You say, well, I'm not going there because when I really had a problem, I can't find anything. So I think that's what they're trying to do. They're in business to make money. They want you to be there. They can't serve you ads unless you use the site. And so – you know, all the stuff they're doing, I mean, you know, again, like I said, I don't agree with it all, but if I had to build relationships to somebody in order to be considered relevant, it makes sense to them because they're always going to be able to serve up a relevant answer to somebody who's looking for one when they're desperate, when they're needed. Now, I mean, I had a couple of I don't have nearly as much now, but you know, when I first left employment full time, as I start having gallbladder problems, and so
it's always after you leave, right? Like you have insurance at the
exactly.
As soon as you leave, that's when
that when you're on the $5 million deductible plan. So I look to the internet, and so you know, and that's when. That's when it hit me. That's when all this stuff made sense because I needed a home remedy. I needed a natural remedy, and I needed to be able to find it. And when you're in pain, right, you don't want to see, well, you know, the gallbladder is this part of the body. The gallbladder is a great thing. Gallbladder.
You don't want the first grade biology lesson?
Like, you want to go and find the person who put up that site and put your hands around their neck. So that's when it all made sense to me. I wanted to find, you know, even if the guy was off the wall or the nurse or whoever was off the wall, I wanted to find somebody who had, you know, who had done their own research, who had a real genuine view on this and had studied something. Even if they weren't a real doctor, this was like a real person who really thought this, as opposed to some guy who's, you know, sitting behind your desk thinking, I'm going to get some AdSense from this, or I'm going to sell, you know, a ClickBank product.
And enjoy the smooth, sultry sounds of Deborah E. Sultry, smooth jazz.
So, you know,
did you
that's
find
when it?
It
all
curious.
Makes sense.
Did
I'm not against
it?
Anybody make me. Hey, I did. I found my answer. Oh, yeah. And and the answer I found, actually I was able to verify, and that's interesting you say that, because it's gotten progressively, I had an episode maybe a year or so later, 2 years later, and went back, did the same search parameters, whole thing, found better answers. And I said that to my wife the other day, that the answers I'm getting every year get better. I don't have a lot of episodes, but I'll have one. I'll go look, and the answers get better, and I'm able to find stuff easier. So, I mean, Google is doing their thing. I've got to do mine, you know, as a business person. I understand what they're trying to do, and it's not as vaunted. On the one hand, they're not as evil as a marketer says, and they're not as
you can't say they're evil when we're on their platform.
Exactly. I understand it, and I think she was right. They're sort of making you, if you want to get attention, right? Got to do it the old-fashioned way. You got to build relationships. You gotta, you know, gotta put some work into what your stuff is. And if people say you're relevant, you're gonna find your way someplace in the search engine. You're not always gonna be like, it's not gonna be a fair system, but it doesn't have to be. You're gonna find your way, and somebody's gonna find you if that's kind of who you are. So yeah, I think it was confirming of what, you know, we've been talking about and what, you know, I've been seeing.
That's good. So using Charles Gallbladder episodes as a case study, would you say that the content improved in the difference between those 2 years? Or do you think it's a combination of the content improved that was available, but also the Google algorithms as far as being able to display the relevant search responses?
Well, the content, it's interesting. Content was old. So the content didn't change. The algorithm changed.
Okay. Right?
So, because the articles are old, right? The best ones were from this, you know, she calls herself a doctor, or he calls himself a doctor. His name is Holder Clark, and he's got a cleansing system, right? And anybody who's ever had a gallbladder issue knows Holder Clark's system. You know, you got these natural things you gotta do. You gotta do something 2 weeks. If you're sort of drinking apple juice ahead of time, the stones are gonna be smaller and they're gonna pass once you do this thing. And then
wow, okay. A little bonus here in marketing momentum. Just, you figure out how to take care of your gallbladder.
Yeah, man. You know, gallbladder problem, I'm your man.
But it was a new con. That's interesting. So it really was a good test, because it wasn't new content.
Yeah,
it was just algorithm.
It was all algorithm, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, the whole idea about doing traditional work and traditional PR, and this coming from somebody who runs a press release site, who's saying to people on the call, stop trying to do things for links. It's not Google saying that. They're saying the same thing. You're saying don't do things for SEO. Stop it, right? You know, put good content on your site. And if you're going to do press releases, do a press release to announce news, right? Don't do it because you think you're going to put all the anchor text in there, like, right? And again, I'm not hating on anybody who's doing that. I'm just saying what Christine O'Kelly was saying, that if you're doing that, that you might find this to be working today. It's not going to work. Not only is it not going to work forever, they are actively trying to take you out with that strategy. Right? That Google is on the hunt to eliminate a strategy. If that's what you're doing, manipulating stuff in the press release just to raise your status, as opposed to, hey, you know what? Here's some news. I'm trying to get people interested. I want them to share it. I want them to find out about it, and that kind of thing. Once again, it's a computer, right? Google is a computer. Right. It's an algorithm. So it's not some, you know, a bunch of little people in there, you know, looking at all the
like
web pages. Right? Yeah, you know, in the background. But I mean, man, they're getting good at this, and they've got PhDs, and they've got people sitting behind desks. That's all they do, and they're getting better at it. And
they will
who
find
knows,
you.
You know, they
you came in, they'll find you.
wherever you are.
Yes. Yes. Well, yeah. Okay. This Christina, you said. What company is she from again?
She's from Online PR News, onlineprnews.com. And they've used their system for press releases, and it works. I mean, they make a real effort. And I've also had stuff where they've kicked it back to me and said, no, we're not submitting this for you. You got to fix this and make it more newsworthy. Send stuff to them. They kick it back to me. They'll say, you know what, we're not putting this on our site. So, and then once you actually get something on there, I mean, if you really kind of do it the right way, results where it'll appear in Google News for those particular keywords.
Now, are they a competitor of PR Web, Focus PR Web?
Yeah, I think they are. Uh-huh. At this point, I think PR Web may be where PR Web may have, you know, something that's around $400 or so. They're kind of might be at the $300 so odd bucks or something like that. Not that much lower. I mean, it's not like a big, you know, big discount like, you know, PR Web's, you know, $7 billion and they're like 10. Mm-hmm. They're comparable. They're just a little lower than, you know, bigger.
Well, they're more competitive pricing because it seems like PR Web, I mean, that's the granddaddy. You think a press release, you go to PR Web. So you have all these other companies, now you have some other options. Sorry, Vocus, but mm-hmm. You're not the only fish in the pond.
Right. Yeah, that's right on.
Now, what do you think of the sent over that PDF? And I haven't read it word for word, but it was a test that another company, another PR Web competitor, did as far as the linking in response to something that Matt cuts. Did you happen to have a chance to see that?
I looked at it a little bit, and I think, you know, again, the big picture of what – the big picture – and you and I are in a couple of groups, right? And mm-hmm. the big picture – and sometimes I have to honestly say, I've been involved in SEO. I mean, I follow these guys like Bruce Clay. I follow this guy Russell Wright, and they're intense. And I understand what they're talking about. When the discussion is going on, sometimes it's sort of going over my head in a different way. And I think to myself, are we still going to be talking about this stuff in 2 years, 3 years? Are we still going to be talking about this kind of link? And we still be talking about this kind of, because I don't think that the big picture is a plug-in. I don't think that the big picture is how you structure it and how you structure the title. Man, I think.
The show notes for this episode are located at socialwebcafe.tv under episodes.
Are you thinking we're getting off topic
this
here?
Is me.
Digging down into issues that are really subtopics of subtopics, and we're not looking at the really big picture here, which is relevant and quality content.
Exactly, and that you want it to be read, right?
That'd be a nice thing too.
But again, you know, I sound like I'm trying to be high and mighty about this, and I'm not. It's just. I think when I move my focus away and focus solely on the radio, when you've been having this conversation and less away from blogging, my perspective started to change because I might not be able to game the search engines. I might do everything right, and Google could just wipe that whole thing out, right? You know, what if they decide tomorrow that a link that I established between somebody on purpose, right, whatever it was, I got a professor to link to me, and oh man, that's an EDU link, and I got a government official, and that's a GOV link. So
you want
what?
Your whole life,
you know,
dependent,
I mean?
On two links, whether you live or die on two links.
And my business model, let's say my business model is based on people finding that post. Well, what happens then if Google says, well, you know what, we don't like GOV links anymore? So that's it. Yeah, you're done on that. And I know people that's happened to, friends of mine. And then they say, I mean, they're getting on now. You can't, you can't hear them. We don't talk to everybody, right? We're just now at the point where we can really hear each other's voice, but you can kind of almost hear it in what they type. They're anguishing. They're saying, Google wiped out my business because they decided they didn't like a particular kind of link.
But I think maybe they're too close to that and they're only seeing Google. You know, there's always two sides to a coin. There's always, you know, I say this to my kids all the time. It's like, wait, stop. Why don't you guys switch and put yourself in the other person's position? Because there's a different perspective. And that doesn't mean that somebody has to be right and somebody has to be wrong. But it's not like Google has the time to go, hey, I'm going to go wipe out Charles. You know, I mean, they, you know, they got a lot of stuff to do. And not to say, Charles, that you don't rank enough for Google to come after you. But like you said at the beginning of the show, they're looking at the algorithms. And I think that's what people miss is when that pain point really hits them and they see that their business is wiped out. They feel like it's personal. I mean, that's a human reaction. But I don't think that Google really is taking it. Google doesn't care that much to individually just pick people and start taking them out. And neither are these people necessarily that big. I mean, is Google going to take time to take Walmart out? You know, I mean,
right.
And most of us are smaller than Walmart. So, I mean, you know, let's look at this a little bit logically. But just slightly, you know. I know you're like number one in Pennsylvania, but just, you know, Walmart's also in Ohio. And so, I think people lose perspective when that pain really hits close. And I can understand that from a human level. But, you know, like you said, are you going to start over? You lose that .gov link. And you're starting over the next day. And speaking of the word momentum, you don't have any momentum there if you haven't had a backup plan. You're starting over. It might take 8 months to build that. It's like a surf. I used to say this when we lived in Hawaii, as far as, you know, you got to watch for that. I'm not a surfer. I just like to watch surfers. Well, okay, that doesn't sound right. But you know what I mean, as far as they are. But watching for that next surf. You can't wait till you're beached and you're on the beach and there's no water there. You got to, you know, you're on that wave. You got to watch for the next wave.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's a guy, and I don't know him all that well. He's on my Facebook page. What's his name? His name is Darren Monroe or something. And his answers back to people are always interesting who post on his page. And so somebody commented back to him on Facebook, and they said, well, if you do such and such a thing, how are you going to get an opt-in? And so his reply I thought was interesting. He said, do you see Amazon trying to collect your email address? He said, well, no. He said, well, then it's not always a rule that you got to get an email address. He said, so I'm just not about that anymore. And so he said that that's not where he's taking his business. He's not trying to grab people's email so he can email them. He just said, I'm just not going to do that. And my business is fine because I'm just not focused on that. And I guess I look at SEO in the same way. You know, if a person says, well, my job is to get people to find me, right? I'm not trying to game a search engine. I'm just going to get people to find me. There are ways to do that, and you don't have to base it on something so tenuous as – you know, I tricked this government guy into letting me get onto his forum, and it's a GOV forum, you know, so that when they go through and sweep all that stuff out of there, your link is gone, and then your site is plummeting, you know, to, you know, the supplemental index. So, I always, you know, and when he said that, I remember that reply. Like anything. Now, I do email marketing and I try to get email addresses, but his point was, well, you don't have to do that. You don't have to make money that way. And then if you base your whole business on that, you have a situation where, you know, again, you know, Google says, we're going to put all the email now, the Gmail in the promotions tab. Well, so, you know, I read a lot of people, you probably read them too. They're saying, well, you know, my open rates are going down, and Google's killing my business. Well, are they really, as you said, are they really out to kill your business? No, they just made a change based on their business, right? They want us to keep using Gmail. So they're not they didn't come and say, well, Charles Harper, boy, that guy, he sends out emails, so I'm going to get him. Just like, they're saying, okay, well, we don't want people going using Hotmail, right? We want people using Gmail. So they make a change like that, right? It had nothing to do with me, but mm-hmm. I can't allow anybody else to control my business. And I think, you know, there's so many examples of that here on the internet. You know, we just sort of get used to the fact that, hey, you know, Google is not, it's not government, so it doesn't have to be fair, right? They can do,
exactly.
they can do they want, right? And we're not paying them, right? Like these hangouts, right? This is the coolest thing since sliced bread. But if they come in tomorrow and they say, you know what, you got to pay for this, what are you going to say? And we can't let them control the entire business. We've got to be kind of like, as you said, a backup plan. Or in some cases, we have to build as if they're going to take it from us,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, what if they X out this year? Something with the RSS or something?
The feed burner.
So, you know, if all of our traffic depended on that, dead in the water, right?
Well, so, some of us saw it coming, and like, you know, I switched over to FeedBlitz, and FeedBlitz had some coding in there that you could kind of let people on FeedBurner know I've moved. So there's about a year there of letting people know that I moved my feed. So, you know, if okay, this is just Deborah's little advice here, okay? Take it or leave it, okay? If you spend a little bit less time thinking that Google is out to get you personally and spend a little bit more time with a little foresight and listening to what's going on and getting, because there was a lot of warnings that FeedBurner was going away. It really was not a surprise. It had gone away, it came back. You know, if you start listening to signals and spending less time complaining about it, possibly you can catch that next wave before you're beached.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I think that's where, I mean, this whole search thing, I think that's where it's moving. It's moving toward PR. It's moving toward harder work. And
they were doing 50 years ago, to some extent. We're doing it online, but we're doing the same thing that our forefathers did.
Well, exactly. And it was interesting. Now, I could see the comments and the PR people. One of them in particular said the last 6 months, her business exploded. Not SEO firm. She's not an SEO company. Mm-hmm. PR company.
She's PR.
Her business exploded because people are recognizing, hey, man, I got to do it the right way. And even though people are saying newspapers are dying and the news is dying and nobody's watching you, well, there's something happening in there. And mm-hmm. somebody feels like they got to get a hold of those people to make some things happen.
Exactly. And, you know, you made a good point as far as, and I've been saying this to people, I know it's not a popular thing to say, because go ahead and grumble. But, you know, at some point it's like, all right, please stop grumbling about Facebook, because you know what? I don't own Facebook. You don't own Facebook. And if Facebook wants to make it really difficult for us to reach the people who have liked our page, I still thank Facebook for the opportunity to have a page for people to like. It's not my business. It's all about them, and it should be, because it's their business, you know?
Right. Yeah. And we don't pay for it. I mean, we pay for
exactly.
some stuff. It's kind of, boy, you know, and I don't know how it's weird, you know, that we're just now, and I guess some of this is the evolution of the internet, right? That mm-hmm. we're just now starting to have to pay for stuff. And we don't like it because all this stuff happened in one generation. Like the internet kind of just came and everything was free. And now they're saying, well, if you want this, you got to pay for this part and you can still have this free, but you're going to have some limitations on it. Well, I don't know. You know, it's kind of the way of things. So as you said, Facebook is a great example of that. You know, these ads are showing up in the news stream, and no, I don't like it. And you know, I've heard that, you know, teenagers are gonna go find someplace else. Well, I mean, with respect, let them go because they don't have any money anyway, right? So, or actually, you know, but I'm still going to be on there looking for my parents. I'm still going to be on there looking for, you know, people that I can't contact in spite of the ads. I'm just going to look past them. And, you know, I can keep up with my, I keep up with my dad. I keep up with my mother-in-law. I keep up with all those people. And I would have never been able to do that before. So, you know what? I don't care where they put the ads. They put them where they want to. If I like them, I'll watch them.
Next week, Charles shares what has worked for him in sales and on the internet. Glean some tips that may work for you on your sales endeavors on the next episode of Marketing Momentum.
So, you know, the idea that it's all free, I think some of this is just the evolution of things, right? We're just not used to people putting limits on stuff. And, well, now Facebook's publicly held, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
they have a responsibility.
Some of us have it in our 401k. So yes, on the other end of that, we're saying,
exactly.
Hey, Zuckerberg, get it together. You know, this is in my portfolio. I don't care, you know, I don't care about do no evil. Get, you know, make my 401k go up. We don't care. And this used to really burn people when, I can't remember what class it was, but I do it in every class I did in college. And you could see people getting angry. And I'd say, you know, a corporation's goal is not to be a good corporate citizen. Corporation's goal is not to, you know, make you happy. A corporation's goal is not to be a force in the community. A corporation's goal, the reason it exists, right? And we can have philosophical discussions about capitalism all you want. Their goal is to make the shareholders money. Period. That's it. And when they stop doing that, what happens? The shareholders, they go look for something else and they sell it. Right? And they said, well, that's not –
or they
not,
take
that's
the company
people.
Down. Or they, you know, they have like covert this lawyer, calls this lawyer, and pretty soon, oh, what happened to that company, you know?
Right. And what people would say is that, well, I would never do that because, you know, I just don't think that way. I said, oh, really? So don't you have 401k, right? And they said, well, yes. So when you open up your statement, do you look at your 401k statement and say, are these all corporate, good corporate citizens? Or do you say up or down? That's what you say.
Who's making the money? Are you gonna?
Who cares? I don't care what they're doing. All I know is, am I going to be able to retire on a beach, or am I going to have to retire, you know, in a shack? I want to retire on the beach. I don't care about all that stuff. So all these companies, the same ones we complain about, well, they're in our portfolio, right? They're in they're in all the stuff we have. So while we might say we don't like these guys, we like them when they're helping us. So all this stuff, I think, is really just kind of coming back to, you know, this evolution of things. We're now kind of having to come to grips. And I know a lot of this is in the context of a bigger discussion we're having in our country about the role of capitalism and the role in which we are trying to figure out, you know, community relations. But let's put all that aside. These companies that make money, they help us, right, to some degree, right? Mm-hmm. If the stock price goes up, then some of us can retire. Some of us don't have to take care of our parents if their portfolio is going up.
Exactly.
So, you know, all this stuff, while, you know, it seems like we can really, you know, get in and we can fight it out, we're gonna be a crusader. Yeah. I don't know, you know, you have to, as you said, take a step back and kind of think about some of this stuff, you know.
Well, there's something, you know, I interviewed for Social Cafe Interviews. I interviewed Dan Morris. I think it's lettersfromdan.com. And he brought out a really good point. I think about it. He doesn't even know how often I think about this, but it was just a small point that goes to the, what is it, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. And we were doing an interview on Pinterest. And at that moment, they had taken away the tweet function on the new. Not everybody had switched over to the new. And I was I'm like, how can you do this? I mean, I understand I can't pick on Pinterest. Pinterest is doing what they want. But I'm like, Pinterest, this doesn't even make sense. Well, I mean, they brought it back, which is cool. But something that Dan brought out was, with all these changes, it's an opportunity to go see how you can continue your, and I may misquote him, this is in Deborah language, but it's from Dan. This is an opportunity to go see what you can do to change your marketing strategy, keeping with your marketing objectives,
right,
to overcome that little fork in the road that Pinterest may have put there. So I've thought about that a lot, where it's like, wow, not only, because I'd already been saying, let's stop complaining and realize that Facebook or Google or whoever, that their business, like you said, Charles, but let's take it a step further and let's say, hey, how can we actually work this to our advantage? And, you know, Pinterest, some examples he used was, you know, thumbnail images that people had put together. And when they changed the layout, they put thumbnails that actually worked together and it would look like a big wave, or, you know, different things they did graphically on their own and uploaded that. To overcome some of the things that they viewed as disadvantages. So why don't we look at how we can make lemonade?
We're gonna have to. I mean, you know, we talked last week about, you know, live streaming. Well, you know, which is great. It doesn't have any limitations on it now, but it might in the future, right? And so, you know, again, I think you're right. You know, you have to kind of come to this with the expectation that. And some of us, it's a little hard because we're not people – not everybody's like a ride-the-wave person. Like everybody is kind of different in that way. I've noticed that some people kind of know how to get in and they do like a little arbitrage. They kind of know like there's this gap in here, and I know how to make money like with the gap. Right, that this thing is not quite meeting yet, so they're gonna figure out how to get in and how to make an opportunity out of it. Well, some people just are not wired that way, because you know when you make money in a gap, when the gap closes, then you gotta find a new gap, right? Mm-hmm. And the people who are good at that, they seem that they, as if they have a nose to find that next gap. And some people are not. I'm not necessarily wired that way, so. I've got to kind of find a way to kind of look at some of the things we're talking about and saying, okay, well, if I know it, everything is kind of moving toward PR, then I got to get in line and kind of meet it there when it gets there, if I can foresee that kind of thing, as opposed to looking for the gaps in between stuff. And I think with the internet, whether or not you're doing pure internet marketing or whether or not you're using the internet to promote your business, I mean, you've gotta, as you were saying, be ready to both ride the wave if you know how to do it, or you've gotta be ready to say, if this changes, when it changes, right? You can't predict the change. When it changes, you say, okay, well, I got to work around this. I'm not gonna pack up and go home. I can't pack up my ball and go home. I got to figure out a way around this. And the wasted energy is in, you know, sitting around with, you know, other marketers saying, you know, woe is us. You know, Google's gonna come kill us. They've done it again. Which, I mean, you know, there is some of that that you know that's human. Right, you say, I can't believe this happened.
Yep.
Right, but you can't. I just think, you know, you just can't live there, and you can't be there. You have to be ready to go move really quickly into this mold that Dan Morris was talking about, which is, how can I now become a better marketer? How can I be a better? How can I reach people more effectively as a result of what happened, as opposed to being in the dumps because I can't do it the way I used to do it.
Exactly. And even if you're happy being sad, I may not understand that, but I know there's like what is it, Winnie the Pooh, and there's Eeyore, and he's just always unhappy. And there might be people that are, for lack of any other term, happy being Eeyore is unhappy. But at the end of the day, if Eeyore doesn't like step up and kind of walk to the next spot, your business isn't moving forward if you're not doing something. You know, I don't know what that is for Eeyores, but something other than just wallowing in the complaining about situation. There needs to be moving forward, or you know, you're not paying your bills. That's just, to me, that's logic. But maybe I'm just too happy.
No, but I don't think. But see, we're all solo. A lot of us are solo people, so we don't have, you know, we don't have a bunch of people who can tell us, well, you know, get back to dinner, I guess. Get back to work. What are you talking about?
Lay this under your butt. Go.
Like I'm having a down day today. Well, I don't care. It's 8 o'clock. Get to work. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know. Exactly. So we and there's a lot to be said. I mean, there's a great deal of freedom in what a lot of us do. Mm-hmm. But at the same level, that means then that there's great responsibility. We have to be able then to say, you know what, we gotta collect ourselves and really get back at it. And a lot of these changes, they're happening so fast, right? Sometimes, you know, these days, you don't even hear about it until 2 weeks after the fact, until, you know, you see somebody's having a webinar and they say, well, I'm going to tell you about the changes that happened over here at Google, and you're thinking, I thought I knew about all the changes. But and you're sort of finding out about stuff as on the run. You've got to adjust fast. But see, again, it's the beauty of what we do is that you can do it. It just takes that old fortitude that you got to just kind of pick yourself up. And I think that's like a great way that, you know, you and Dan had that conversation, which is, hey, how can I be better as a result of this, as opposed to not being better?
What is my rephrase? What is a marketing opportunity in keeping with my marketing objective?
No, right on. Right on. So,
thank you very much, Charles. Glad we found you again.
Yes. Glad to be here. Thanks for coming in, Charles.
Exactly. We'll catch you on the next Marketing Momentum with Charles and Deborah.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.
Subscribe to the Social Web Cafe podcast at socialwebcafe.tv to receive a fresh and free episode of Marketing Momentum every Thursday.